mid-30s. Keep it here to your Tri-County Herbie WCDO.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live today from Richfield Springs, we have a special high school basketball presentation as we have a non-league contest today with South Courtright from Section 4 and Hamilton from Section 3. I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. I want to welcome everybody in listening on WCDOsports.com as well. That's brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. I know we have a lot of new listeners here this afternoon, especially from the Hamilton community, as Richfield Springs Athletic Director Terry Havens asked me last night. He said, hey, is there a link online that people can listen to? So I sent that to him, and he was able to blast it out to all the Hamilton fans. So glad that you can join us here today. We do cover South Courtright on a regular basis, and this is one that we have had circled on the calendar for quite some time. This is a game between two teams ranked in the top 10 in New York State Class D in the Sports Writers Poll. In this week's poll, South Courtright came in at 3, and Hamilton came in at 6. Hamilton is 16-0, a very, very good team from Section 3. South Courtright coming in at 14-1. Their lone loss on the season was a real heartbreaker against Class A Johnson City. I got to go to that about a week and a half ago, and they took that Class A school right down to the wires. So these two teams, if you follow Class D boys basketball, there's a lot of chatter that these two teams have a lot of potential, and this could be a potential regional game matchup in a couple of weeks if they can get through their league playoffs and through the Section 3 and Section 4 tournaments. So this is really exciting. This is not something you get to see very often. This game was originally supposed to be played up at Herkimer County Community College. The weather snowed that out. They weren't able to get it rescheduled at Herkimer. Richfield Springs put that tournament together and said, hey, let's just have it neutral site, bring it here to Richfield. And I said, hey, wherever this game is, I'm going to be there. So super excited to be here today. We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back. We'll break this thing down a little bit more between the Rams and the Emerald Knights today. Super excited for this one. Saturday Hoops here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
The Winter Was Now sale is on at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Every vehicle on both lots is slashed by $1,000. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales. Right now, every car, truck, van, and SUV on our two lots is reduced by $1,000. All makes, including Chevy, Ford, Jeep, and Nissan, slashed by $1,000. Buick, Dodge, Ram, GMC, Toyota, and many more, all reduced by $1,000 during our Winter Was Now sale. Plus, Butler Auto will give you the absolute highest trade-in value. You can even make an appointment for us to buy your car outright. And of course, we have financing for every credit situation, no matter your credit score. And for your convenience, you can buy your vehicle online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com, and we will deliver it right to your house. So check out the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles during the Winter Was Now sale at Butler Auto Sales, with lots on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Ave in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, live in Richfield Springs. Going outside the box a little bit today as the SK boys are taking on Hamilton. Both teams ranked in the top 10 in the New York State Sports Writers poll for this week. And, boy, if you look at the Hamilton schedule. They have just been blowing the doors off of everybody here, scoring routinely in the 80s, the 70s, 80s, and a couple of 90s in there as well. So I think both of these teams were looking at this as, hey, this is somebody we could see down the road. This is another good team. It's a school that's, you know, the same size as us. Always good to get that measuring stick here in the regular season. And I got to say, it doesn't really matter who wins or loses today's game. Of course, it's going to be state bragging rights, and it's going to make you feel good. But I think this is going to be a good test for both of these teams down the road. These are the type of matchups that make it good for the sectional tournament and things like that if you have some of these games underneath your belt. And I know South Courtright is certainly looking for that from the Section 4 perspective, and I'm sure the same for Hamilton from the Section 3 perspective. Both teams coming off the floor now from the starting warm-ups here today. One thing I've noticed about Hamilton right off the bat, they have great shooting from the outside. You could tell that in warm-ups, and they have some tall, lanky guards. So South Courtright's going to have their hands full today with that. Did a little homework, and I've also been told they like to run the 1-3-1 on defense, which can, you know, really throw a curveball at teams from time. So we'll see how prepared South Courtright is today. I was super impressed with how Courtright played against Johnson City, a very athletic Class A Johnson City school just a week and a half ago. That was a great game. So if they can play very similar to how they did then and play that brand of Courtright basketball that we're used to seeing, I think we should be in for a absolutely great game here today. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups. When we come back, we're going to have the opening tip-off between the Rams and the Knights here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to shindello.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. We're set for the opening tip-off. Here's your starting lineups. First for Hamilton, they will start with senior number 14, Sammy Jerilou. They will start with senior number 2, Zachary LaFrance. Senior number 10, Thomas Simpson. Senior number 21, Ian Skinner. And junior number 15, Reese Snyder. We're underway. Here's the tip. Hamilton will win the opening tap. We'll get you those South Court Rate starters in just a moment. Knights have the basketball. Looks like SK is going to go with a little man-to-man here in the opening little stanza. Hamilton in the green uniforms with the gray and the white trim going right to left. Hamilton to the right wing side, reversing it to the left. Into the corner now, looking for a wide open three here. It's too strong. Rebound for SK and Logan Furman. And that was Reese Snyder off the miss there for Hamilton. Back the other way for SK. Tossed out of bounds. They couldn't get it set. And it's going to go back to the Knights. Starting lineup here for SK. A junior number one, Troy Dianich. A sophomore number 11, Connor Carino. A junior number 14, Adam Champlin. A junior number 15, Josh Anderson. And a senior number 32, Logan Furman. And the Knights will bring it up the floor. It's tipped out of bounds here by Dianich. And it'll stay with the Knights. Again, SK is in the white uniforms with that royal blue trim, says South Court right across the front of the uniform. And again, the Knights are in the gray, or the green uniforms with the gray and the white trim, says Hamilton in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And we're live in Richfield Springs here this afternoon for this non-leaguer. Knights with the ball. They try to pass to the interior. It's tipped. They'll work it inside, and the left-handed layup is good for Jarrellew. Looks like SK was going to get a steal out of that, but instead it was tapped to Jarrellew, and he puts it in. SK breaking some pressure here. Dianich has got it up and in, and they break that press, and they tie it up at two apiece with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Hamilton back down the floor. Courtright bringing some pressure of their own near midcourt. Front of the scorer's table, Hamilton breaks it, and they go far side. Tyler to dial up a three here. It's off the back of the rim. Dianich with a rebound off the miss there from LaFrance. In transition, and we got a foul on Hamilton. This is Connor Carino trying to take it to the rim in transition, and he was fouled. Our first foul of the game with 6:35 to go in this first quarter. We're tied at two apiece. Nate Law with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU, and we appreciate all those Hamilton fans listening in today as well. Here's Carino for three in the corner. Splash for Connor Carino from downtown, and makes it 5-2 for SK over Hamilton with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Hamilton gets across midcourt. They look to break the press, and they do. They go inside to Jarrellew. Can't get that shot to go, and a rebound for Furman. He's looking to run. Goes to Carino on the right side. Stutter steps. Now kicks it left side corner. Champlin for three. Sidewinding shot, no good. Dianich with the rebound. He tosses it up. It won't go. Champlin, another rebound. Out for Carino. Deep three, too strong. Rebound kept in by Furman. He goes sliding into the stands. Appears to be okay here with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball last touched there by SK. It's going to go back to Hamilton. What an effort there by Furman to go diving into the stands to try to save that. Boy, he's definitely hurting here for a minute. We'll hope that he's okay. Appears to be Jarrellew down low in the paint. Can't get it to go up and over the rim. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in. And you can tell he's going to be a handful today. He's tough on the interior. Makes it SK 5 and Hamilton 4 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Here's Josh Anderson. Left side for three for Courtright. Skims the front of the rim. It's no good. Knights looking to run. They'll take it to the rim and up and in there for Zach LaFrance. And the Knights retake the lead 6-5 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Here's Carino. Tried to dump one off for Anderson. Stolen away by Jarrellew. Quickly in transition. A shovel pass ahead. Goes off the leg of a Courtright defender and rolls out of bounds. That was Hamilton trying to run quickly in transition with Thomas Simpson. 5:18 to go in the first quarter. It's Hamilton 6 and SK 5 here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Looks like they're going to be doing the inbounding duties on the baseline here underneath the Hamilton hoop. Again, 5:18 to go in the first quarter. Knights leading the Rams 6-5. Hamilton will toss it in. They'll work it up for Thomas Simpson. Simpson left side, steps back for a long two. This is no good. A rebound here for SK. And it's stolen right back by Hamilton. They'll get the right-handed layup to go. Zach LaFrance stole that away as two SK guys were both going for the rebound, kind of fighting each other. And Hamilton says, we'll take that. And they're able to score. Back the other way for Carino. A right shot from the right elbow is good for Carino. And he's got a quick 5 points. And our score is Hamilton 8 and SK 7 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Hamilton breaking the pressure again. They'll take it to the interior. Right-handed layup, no good. Rebound for Furman. Ahead for Carino. In transition. Wants to take it inside. We're going to have a foul on Hamilton. And Hamilton fans wanted to charge. They won't get it. Going to be a foul here on the Knights for Ian Skinner, who was trying to set his feet for the charge, but didn't quite get there in time from the looks. Carino to the line. He's got 5 points already with 4:37 to go in this first quarter. And SK leading. Well, they've updated the board here, so it's SK 9 and Hamilton 8. First shot for Carino is good at the line now, so he's got 6. So they gave the bucket to Carino on that. That's what I didn't realize. I thought they were going to call that on the floor, but that's going to make it 10-8. I think the board might be wrong here, folks, because I have 8 points for SK down on my sheet here. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that. With 4.5 to go in this first quarter, Hamilton will look to get it in. Shot here is off the mark and a rebound, but taken right back by Hamilton. Boy, they've gotten a bunch of those second-chance steals. In transition, a pass down low for LaFrance is blocked. SK is going to come away with it. And here is Anderson across midcourt. Anderson to the left corner, looking for Dionich through his hands and out of bounds. So here's my plan for now, folks. I'm going to go with what it says on the board, which is SK 10 and Hamilton 8, with 4:18 to go in the first quarter. We will see if they adjust that at any point, and then I will let you know. It's going to be a turnover here. Hamilton thought they could run the baseline there with Reese Snyder, so as soon as he moved, it's going to be a turnover there on a travel, giving it back to SK with 4:18 to go in the first. And longtime coach Tom Blackford was not pleased right there. So the Rams will look to get it in. They'll toss it up. It's tipped away. Hamilton trying to chase it down the floor here with LaFrance. He couldn't get there in time. It's going to go back to SK. Boy, this has been a great ball game so far with 4:14 to go in this first quarter. I'm Nate Law. Thanks for joining us here today on WCDO. We're glad to have you along. Courtright with the basketball, splitting two defenders is Carino. Stops and pops in the paint, can't get the shot to go. Furman with a rebound, tosses it up, and he's fouled. It's going to be on Jarolu. Looks like he had pretty good position. Zebra Crew says it's a foul. And so Furman's going to go to the line. And so Furman will settle in here. I'm just going to double-check my sheet again. Yeah, I think it should be 8-8 at the moment. But they still have SK with a 10-8 lead on the board. Shot here for Furman. From the line is no good, and foul shooting is going to be super important in this one. So the second shot coming here for Furment at the line. And this one is off the front of the rim and no good, and a rebound is loose. Hamilton will scoop it up here with Reese Snyder. He tried a long pass ahead. It was too tall there for Zach LaFrance, and out of bounds back to SK. Hamilton going to the bench for the first time here tonight, and Jacob Wright will be coming in. And you can really see both teams want to get out. They want to run, and just it's been tough because both teams, the defense has been there. So you have to really be careful here. Right at midcourt on the RS logo, here is Carino. They go to the high post for Furman. Passes to the far side for Dionich. His jumper rattles in and out. Rebound for Anderson. Tosses it back up. Second chance is good for Anderson. So Josh Anderson with his first bucket. And with 3:35 to go here in the first, it is SK 12 and Hamilton 8. Back the other way. Oh, they beat the press. And a slam dunk here for Sammy Jarolu. Boy, he elevated quickly to throw that one down. Makes it 12-10. And now a steal right back by the Knights, right at midcourt. Coming away with it is Skinner. Passing one down low for LaFrance. No good. Rebound opportunity. Also won't go down. Rebound now, this time, for the Rams. They're looking to hurry. Champlin, ahead down the left side, tries to take it to the rim. It's blocked. And the track meet continues now as Hamilton gets it back with Simpson. In transition, they look to step out for a three, and they got it. Jacob Wright from downtown hits a three. And with 2:55 to go here in the first quarter, it's going to be a timeout taken by Hamilton. We're going to let them adjust the board here. Hamilton 13, SK 12. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 2:53 to go in this first quarter. Before I forget, I have to wish a happy birthday to our in-game producer, the one, the only, Jim Tomeo. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. It is his birthday. I made the poor man work on his birthday. So big thank you to Jim and happy birthday. Hope you get to enjoy the rest of the day with your friends and family. So we're back underway with 2:50 to go in the first quarter, and South Courtright has the basketball. Here's Carino to the high post for Anderson. Steps back for two and hits it. Anderson there from the foul line. Puts SK back ahead 14-13 with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. Hamilton with the basketball. Going left to right. They're in the green uniforms. They pass down low. We got a jumper and a foul. Let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. Yes, Thomas Simpson with the bucket, and he was fouled. And so he will head to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Boy, I've also been impressed with Hudson Itzy, who came into the game for Hamilton. Just another tall, lanky, athletic guard here for this night's team. So 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Our score, Hamilton 15, SK 14. And the shot at the line is up and good here for Simpson. Puts Hamilton ahead 16-14 over South Courtright with 2:25 to go in the first quarter. Carino wants a three from the left side in front of the Hamilton bench. It's too tall. Rebound for Furman. Taps it back out to Carino. Wants to take it inside. Little up and under, and he's fouled. And we'll see if this is going to be on the floor or shooting. I think he's going to go to the line here for two. Connor Carino hit that early three. Since then, he's been a little cold. But he is a very good shooter for the outside for the Rams. Might have gotten bumped in the head there. He's trying to shake it off a little bit here. Looks like Darren Dengler will be coming in for SK at the next whistle. And the first shot for Carino at the line is good. Carino now with 7 points. 16-15, Hamilton on top of South Courtright. Champlin's going to go to the bench, so Dengler is in with 2:15 to go in this first quarter. Carino's second shot is good, and he's got 8 points. And so we are tied at 16 apiece with 2:15 to go in this first quarter. Hamilton across midcourt, going right to left. Here is Thomas Simpson in the corner, down low. And the shot is blocked there by Furman. Ball loose on the floor, picked up here by South Courtright, but taken back by Hamilton. And they're going to go to Jerilu on the left side. Now back for Jacob Wright. Squeezes one through, looking for Simpson in the left side corner. Now in front of the South Courtright bench. Again, the Knights going right to left on your radio dial. Buck 45 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 16 apiece. Hamilton with the basketball. They'll zip one down low, looking here for Itzy. Tries to jump one off for Jerilu. It was taken away by SK. They're looking to run. Here is Zianich in transition. He manages to leave one off for Dengler, who puts it up and in. Just got it to him in time, and Dengler was able to put home the left-handed layup. And SK leads 18-16. And here's Itzy quickly in a transition, and he's able to score. Timeout taken by Hamilton. Boy, we got a barn burner here in Richfield Springs today. A buck 20 to go in the first. We're tied 18-18. I'm Nate Lowell, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
1:20 to go in the first quarter here in Richfield Springs, and South Courtright and Hamilton are tied up 18 apiece here. I'm going to try to check my scoring at maybe the halftime break just to see, but you know, there's a lot of people working over at that table. They probably do better math than I do. So we're going to go with 18-18 right now at the moment. This has been a great game either way. Rams in the backcourt going left to right again. They're in the home whites with the navy blue trim, or the royal blue, I should say. South Courtright with the basketball. They skim it around to the right side. Here's Carino for three. Hits it. No, they're going to say it was a long two there for Carino. So he's got 10. But they did put a three up on the poor boy. This continues to be a nightmare for the radio guy. With 55 seconds to go here in this first quarter, it's 21-18 at the moment. Now they're going to adjust it now to 20-18. Thank you very much. Ball out of bounds here as Hamilton tried to pass into the corner for Itzy off his fingertips and out of bounds with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Champlin's going to come back in. And who's going to head off here for SK? Looks like Carino's going to get a little breather with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. So again, SK leading 20-18. Come across to Champlin, down low for Furman on the right low block, looks to take it up. Shot no good, but Dengler is there for the rebound. His second chance won't go, and Itzy gets the rebound for Hamilton. Knocked out of bounds, and will stay with the Knights as Anderson was trying to get a hand in there for that late steal. 32 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hamilton going to the bench as well. Ian Skinner coming back in, and Jarolu's going to get a break. Boy, that was a nice dunk he had earlier. In transition, the Knights, they shot off the glass here, won't go down. And Anderson picks up the rebound for SK. Long outlet pass here for Dionich. Across the midcourt timeline, floats one back to Furman on the left side. Up near midcourt, goes back to Dionich, into the right corner for Anderson. Dials up a three, too short. Rebound Hamilton with 9 seconds left. First quarter, they're going to quickly run in transition, and it's good. Simpson with the shot off the glass, and a shot at the buzzer for SK is no good. One quarter in the books. We're tied at 20 apiece between South Courtright and Hamilton. It's going to be a great game, folks. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, it's easy to see why both of these teams are ranked in the top 10 in the state right now, as we have a score of 20-20 as we start the second quarter. I'm Nate Law, live here in Richfield Springs, a neutral court for today's contest between South Courtright from Section 4 and Hamilton from Section 3. Here is Carino at mid-court. Dishes one off for Logan Furman. The right-handed layup won't go down. It's tapped back out, but taken back here by Champlin. Finds Furman again. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Boy, there's a lot of bodies flying around down low. Some big boys today, and Furman wins the battle that time, making it 22-20 for South Courtright over Hamilton with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Idzy in transition. What a move. Puts it up and in. Hudson Idzy has 4 points now. Ties it back up at 22 apiece with 7:20 to go here in the second quarter. South Courtright with the basketball going left to right. Furman on the baseline. Back out Champlin. Reverses it for Carino. Now finds Anderson. Sweet-looking shot is good for Anderson. And he's got 7. 3 ball for Josh Anderson. And South Courtright leads 25-22. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Hamilton back down the floor. Idzy trying to go to the rim, and he's fouled by Champlin. So 7:03 to go here in the second quarter. Idzy was trying to fly through 2 defenders there. Here's our team foul situation. 4 on Hamilton and now 2 on SK here in the first half. That's the first personal on Adam Champlin. Hamilton will look to get it in. It's tapped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Knights. Hamilton will be inbounding in front of the SK bench down to the far side of the floor. They go inside for Idzy. Wants to kick one back out. Now to the top of the key. A floater in the paint for Hamilton is no good. Shot there from Thomas Simpson. Wouldn't go down. Furman skies for the rebound. Outlet pass here for SK. They go to Carino on the left side in front of the scorer's table. Now to Champlin. Back to Carino. Little two-man game at the top here. Carino goes to the left side. Now finds Dionich. Far side for Furman. Good ball movement here for SK. Here's Dionich for 3. That won't go. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Going to go back to Hamilton. Got him knuckleballed off the rim. Anderson wasn't ready for it. Hit off his elbow and out of play. 6.5 to go, second quarter. South Courtright 25, Hamilton at 22. Connor Carino with 10 points. Josh Anderson with 7 so far to lead SK. On the other side, Sammy Jarolu with 6 and Thomas Simpson with 5 for Hamilton. Hamilton across midcourt here with Simpson, crossing that big RS logo right at midcourt. We'll leave one for LaFrance, who has 4 points so far. LaFrance finds Idzy. He wants a 3, rattles in and out, rebound picked up by SK. They're looking to run. Ahead now for Carino. Left-handed layup for Connor is good. So So Carino puts it up and in, and Hamilton wants to take a break. With 6:07 to go in the second quarter, it's SK 27, Hamilton 22. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We do record all these games, and I will put them up as soon as I can in our game audio archive. It's a free download. You can go back and listen to them anytime or any games that we do here on WCDO. 6:07 to go in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, Hamilton has the ball. They're going to try to beat the SK full court pressure here, and they do. It's taken away. They try to one last pass down low to Jerilu, and Connor Carino got his hands in there to take it away. Rams with the basketball, leading 27-22, 5:50 to go, second quarter. Champlin at the top of the key, dishing one for Carino. He's barking out some signals here, directing traffic against this Hamilton defense. This 1-3-1 zone that loves to try to come out and trap you as well. Furman down low, finds Anderson, reversing it for Carino. They try to go to Champlin on the right side. Shot clock is down to 5. Furman finds Dionich, and the jumper in the paint won't go. Chases down as his own rebound, though, and they get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Here's Carino. Dionich inside for Furman. One more pass for Champlin. No good. And this time, a rebound, and it's going to go to Hamilton. They're going to have Anderson on a foul underneath as he got tied up there with Jerilu. Good ball movement there by SK, but this Hamilton defense, they love to come at you. They love to trap every time. They are right there with you. They're long and athletic. Hamilton will get it in. Here's Izzy across midcourt. Tries to go to the near side. It's tapped away, but Hamilton will hold on to possession. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They go inside for Izzy. Finds Jerilu on the back door, and he scores. Jerilu now with 8 points. Cuts it back to a 27-24 lead for the SK Rams over the Hamilton Knights. Carino forces up a three in the left corner, and it's off the mark, and Hamilton with a rebound. He's going to want that one back. Hamilton in transition, kicked by Furman, and out of bounds it goes. Furman hollering to his guys, we got to get back. Hamilton is so fast in transition. The Rams really, as soon as that shot goes up, and you know Hamilton has it, you've got to get back. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 27-24. The Rams leading the Knights. Hamilton coming in at 16-0. SK coming in at 14-1. They tried a little alley-oop on the inbounds play. It was stolen by SK, taken back by Hamilton. Three from the top of the key is good for Thomas Simpson. Boy, what a flurry there. Two steals, and somehow Hamilton comes back up with it, and they tie it at 27. Here's Carino. Tries to go down low. It's tapped out of bounds. No, it's going to be kept in by Hamilton. A steal. Here's Simpson in transition. Left side. Go to the top of the key. A three ball here for the Knights is off the mark. Rebound by Izzy. Puts it off the glass and scores. Hudson Izzy, the junior, now with 6 points. And the Knights retake the lead, 29-27, with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Carino with a little floater in the paint. This one's good for Connor Carino, and he's got 14. Boy, he is scoring at will here for the Rams. Hamilton back across midcourt. We're tied up at 29 apiece, 3:55 to go, second quarter. Hamilton with the basketball, working it around. Dengler's back in now for the Rams as well. Here is LaFrance. Passing one to the left side for Reese Snyder. Now it's tapped away by Dionich. Dionich on a breakaway, stops, tries to put up the right-handed layup, and it won't go. Thought a little bit too much about that as he had two defenders chasing him back down. Ball loose at midcourt. Hamilton comes away with it. Rolls out of bounds at the last minute. Going to go back to SK. With 3.5 to go in the third. Boy, this game is just frantic at midcourt. No matter who is on defense, There's bodies flying everywhere, tapped balls. It's going out of bounds. It's staying in. There's steals, fast breaks. I mean, this is fun. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. We're tied 29 apiece. Rams with the ball in the backcourt as they go left to right. Here is Champlin. Carino's going to go to the bench to get a little breather. Anderson's going to have to handle the ball. Tries to pass one down low for Furman, and was taken away by Hamilton. In transition, here comes the Knights, and they can't get the right-handed layup to go. They get it back, but it's going to be an over-the-back call. They missed the layup. SK was going for the rebound. Looks like they had it, and they called an over-the-back. It's going to be on Jerilou. Is that going to be his third? Yes, the third on Jerilou here. He's going to have to go to the bench. Inzi's going to come back in. That is a really tough break there for Hamilton. You do not want Jerilou on the bench. 3:10 to go here, second quarter. We're tied at 29 apiece. Here is Champlin on the right side, leaves it for Furman. Skips across the top of the defense for Dijanić. Steps through two defenders now. He's trying to get rid of the ball. Finds Dengler on the left side. And back up to Dijanić. Tries to feed one here to the top of the key for Champlin. And this is crazy defense here by Hamilton. SK trying to hold on to the ball here with 10 on the shot clock. They get it to Anderson for three, and he hits it. Anderson from NBA range with 10 points. Makes it 32-29. What a crazy stanza there. Hamilton was playing great D, and now they'll throw it away. Hudson Izzy tried to pass it over the top of everybody, and it was too far, and SK is going to get it back. What a game of swings here. Hamilton grabs the momentum, then SK gets it back. And you would think, for a game that could be a potential regional matchup, this is what you love to see. 2.5 to go in the second quarter. SK 32, Hamilton 29. Carino across midcourt. Floats one for Furman, and it was tapped away. He tried to make the extra pass, and Hamilton makes him pay. Back the other way in transition. Ball to the left side. Pinballing around and out of bounds. It's going to go back to SK. Hamilton tried to make one extra pass to Jacob Wright in the far corner. He couldn't get there in time. Tried to save it. And when he did, he just tossed it even farther out of bounds. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. SK leading Hamilton 32-29. Anderson to the bench. Carino back in. SK coach Aaron Kaufman trying to rotate his guys, keep them as fresh as possible. A good pass from Carino down low, finding Furman, but he couldn't get the left-handed layup to go. Rebound for Izzy. Hamilton in transition, stolen back by Furman. And he goes to Dengler. To Dijanić. Backdoor for Champlin. He scores. No. No good, but he's fouled. Boy, oh boy. You never know who the heck's going to have the ball here. So Champlin is going to go to the line. I thought he was going to get that layup, but it rimmed out. And so Champlin's going to go to the line to shoot two. 1:58 to go in the second quarter. It is South Courtright 32, Hamilton at 29. Again, Hamilton coming in with a record of 16-0. And Courtright coming in at 14-1. Here's Champlin at the line. First one is good. His first points of the afternoon. And this is the game that everybody was hoping it would be. Again, originally it was supposed to be played at Herkimer County Community College a couple of weeks ago. It got snowed out. And this is the makeup date that they were able to get in and play it on a neutral court here at Richfield Springs. Second shot no good for Champlin. But the Rams lead is 33-29 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Back the other way for Hamilton. They have Jacob Wright, left side, finds Izzy down low, and he scores. Hudson, Izzy now with 8 points. So you have Simpson, Izzy, and Jerilou, all with 8 points apiece for Hamilton. In transition, here is Carino. His shot no good. Rebound for Anderson. Rolls out of bounds, though, going to stay with the Rams. With 1.5 to go in the second quarter, and our score 33-31. South Courtright leading Hamilton. This game is living up to the hype so far. Both teams almost seem just a little too frantic at times. You often wonder, if you play with the lead so much, you get into these tight games if you're just a little tight. Both these teams have that scenario. And here is Champlin down low for Furman. And he'll bounce, pass it back up to Champlin. They go to the far side now for Carino. To the high post for Anderson. Down low for Dengler, and he scores. Great ball movement by South Courtright. Dengler with 4 points, and it's 35-31 with a minute and 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. A circus shot there by Hamilton is no good. Shot was from Simpson. He missed it. Carino in transition. A spin move, and the right-handed layup won't go. Izzy rips down a rebound, and then a foul on South Courtright as Izzy tried to go for the outlet pass. With 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Foul's going to be, I believe, on Carino here. Let's see. Yeah, that's the second foul on Carino and the fourth on SK as a team. Hamilton has six team fouls. 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. Courtright leading 35-31. Hamilton with the basketball. They go to Simpson, left side. Down to the top of the key here for Jacob Wright, and he'll take it inside and scores. Actually, it was Zach LaFrance. LaFrance now with six. That's 35-33. Long pass ahead. Dengler with the basketball. Goes to Anderson. Pump fakes on a three. And Anderson gets tied up. Possession arrow on the jump ball is going to give it back to the Emerald Knights. With 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Hamilton will have it back. Carino is going to go to the bench for SK. That's a good move. He's got those two fouls. You don't want him to pick up another. And in a surprising move, here comes Jerilu back into the game with those three fouls. Coach Blackford saying, okay, I'm going to try my best here to put you back in. A steal by SK. They get it to Anderson, and he can't get the floater to go in the paint. Hamilton, another rebound. Here's LaFrance in transition, right side with 20 ticks left. They go to the far side. Hamilton with the ball. Now back up for LaFrance. Finds Itzy. 10 on the game clock here. Courtright leading by two. Simpson's going to try to take it to the interior. Missed it. Rebound, Ferment. 5 seconds left. Dijanic ahead now for Champlin, and he gets it to go. Champlin with the right-handed layup at the buzzer. And South Courtright leads 37-33 at the break. What a first half between these two teams. They're going to go to the break and go to the locker room for a much-needed rest. Wow, what a game here between the Rams and the Knights. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. 37-33 the score. South Courtright boys leading Hamilton in this battle of state-ranked teams at the half. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be back with more on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowe live today at Richfield Springs for this non-league game on a neutral court between South Courtright from Section 4 and Hamilton from Section 3. And this game is living up to the hype so far. I want to welcome everybody into the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score, South Courtright boys leading Hamilton 37-33. This has had everything you wanted. Great defense, great offense, a slam dunk, up and down play. It's been like a track meet out there. So it has been an excellent game so far between two teams who potentially could meet each other again down the road in the state tournament. Now, I know that there's a lot of things that could happen, upsets, COVID, you never know these days, but this would be an excellent regional matchup if South Courtright was able to come out of Section 4 and Hamilton was able to come out of Section 3. These are the types of games that you love to see, and I know both fan bases are very passionate and would love to see another rematch no matter how this one ends up here today. And really, we're still at the point right now, a four-point game at the half, flip a coin, could really go either way. Scoring update from the first half, let's first look at Hamilton. They have 8 points apiece for Sammy Jerilu, Hudson Itzy, and for Thomas Simpson. 6 points from Zach LaFrance, and then 3 from Jacob Wright. On the other side for South Courtright, 14 for Connor Carino, 10 for Josh Anderson, and then 4 for Darren Dengler, 3 from Adam Champlin, 2 from Logan Ferment, and 2 from Troy Dijanic. So Carino and Anderson again with 14 and 10 to lead South Courtright, and then 8 apiece for Jerilu, Idzi, and Simpson for Hamilton, and then 6 for Zach LaFrance. Both these teams, boy, it's a great matchup, up and down the floor, very athletic. Interested to see what adjustments they make at the half. Both these coaching staffs are tremendous, and you know they're going to try to throw some extra curveballs at one another. And, you know, I think one of the biggest keys that I noticed is that both these teams are so talented. They love to get out and run, but it was almost like you wanted to say, hey, guys, just take a deep breath and take an extra second. It was almost like they were going too fast at times, and that caused a lot of chaos near midcourt. We saw a lot of passes trying to be thrown long or get tipped out of bounds, or one guy would have it and then the other team would immediately steal it right back. It almost felt like for both teams, hey, just take that extra second, take that deep breath, and I think it could work out well for both sides, because when they get out and run, they were finding a lot of success, but every once in a while, it was like just the legs were moving a little bit too fast, almost like a cartoon, you know what I mean? So, again, it's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. They are a proud sponsor of local sports here on WCDO, and they've been serving the community since 1927 at Marabito. Our people make energy different. Really appears that this one might be going down to the wire today. I'm so glad that we could be here. A big thank you to Richfield Springs and their athletic director, Terry Havens, for making sure we could get set up. We did do a doubleheader here last year when Cooperstown boys and girls were here playing Richfield Springs. That was a lot of fun, so I knew we'd be able to do it. You know, when this game was originally going to be up at Herkimer, I was looking into to possibly try to do it there, and then that got snowed out. And I said, you know what, no matter where they decide to play this game, and it looked like they were going to try to do it neutral court, I said, I got to be there. So it worked out great because we are here at Richfield Springs from time to time with them being a Tri-Valley school. Really glad that we could make the trip up here today to bring this game and bring this game to you. And a big thank you to everybody listening on WCDOsports.com as well. That's brought to you by our sponsor, Sydney Federal Credit Union. Halftime score 37-33. South Courtright boys leading Hamilton at the break. A fantastic game so far. We'll be back with more here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Both teams getting set for the second half, back out on the floor warming up. Again, our halftime score 37-33. At the break here, and if you were listening early in the broadcast, I was talking about maybe my math was off or maybe the score board was off. They did not change anything during the halftime break, so I'm going to assume that my math was off somewhere along the way. Maybe I missed a hoop somewhere in there, so I am going to go with what is on the board here for the rest of the way, 37-33. Because they are probably better at math than I am, so so I'm going to go with that. And in a close game like this, I would rather trust the big board. So, again, 37-33 at the break as we get you set for the start of the third quarter. Thanks for listening in to the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Again, I am Nate Lull, Sports Director at WCDO in Sydney, New York. Glad to have you along. As South Courtright here is a team that we cover on the regular in Section 4. Glad to get a look here at Hamilton from Section 3 today as well. That is something I've had circled on the calendar. So glad that I'm here as we are live in Richfield Springs for this contest today. So South Courtright's going to have the ball to start the second half. Again, they're in the white with the royal blue trim. Hamilton is in the dark green, almost a Unitigo-type green from our local fans. And they're going to get a steal right here at midcourt, and they'll look to take it in, and they'll score. Zach LaFrance at midcourt is able to put it up and in. They're in the green with the gray and the white trim. Here's Carino to the far side for Champlin, and that's the thing. You cannot take a possession off in this game. You can't fall asleep. As Hamilton cuts it right back to a two-point game, 37-35, and now another steal at midcourt. It's taken back by the Rams, then taken right back by Hamilton. The pinball game continues. Back outside, Hamilton for three, too strong, and then it went up off the rim and into the wires that come down from the ceiling. So SK is going to get it back, and the Rams are going to have to wake up because Hamilton is fully wide awake here. You can tell that to start this second half. Carino in the backcourt will look to bring it up the floor. Tries a home run pass, just like we talked about at halftime. It was too tall, out of bounds, back to Hamilton. Not a great start here for the Rams in the second half, but they lead 37-35. Hamilton to the right side. Here is LaFrance. His shot no good, and again, off the rim and up into those wires that come down from the ceiling. So SK's got to dodge two quick bullets there. Hamilton has come to play to start this third quarter. And so here come the Rams back down the floor with Carino. Carino finds Anderson in the corner, was tipped, and we're going to have a foul underneath, I believe, here by Hamilton. Let's see who it's on. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, and South Courtright clings to a two-point lead, 37-35. Foul's going to be on Ian Skinner, his second, and the team's first. Rams will look to get it in on the baseline. They do to Carino, pump fakes. Now feeds one back to Anderson, takes it to the interior. It's going to be a charge. Skinner planted his feet in the floor there and absorbed the contact. And the foul is on Anderson. So that's going to be his first, team's first. South Courtright coming with some full court pressure here. And we'll see how Hamilton handles it. SK kind of backing it off now as Hamilton gets to midcourt. And the Knights with the basketball. They go to Gerilou, left side, tries to pass to the interior for LaFrance, back to the far side looking for Skinner. Three ball, and that one is good. As that was LaFrance into double figures. He's got 11 points now, and Hamilton has come out on a mini run here to start this third quarter. They lead 38-37. Rams with the basketball, right side. They go down low for Furman. Pump fakes, tries to put it up, goes back to Anderson. His shot won't go. Rebound for Hamilton. And now we're going to have a jump ball. The arrow's going to go to Hamilton. Okay, one official might be trying to call a foul. One is trying to call the jump ball. They're going to go with the jump ball, I think, here. And so Hamilton, either way, is going to get the ball back with 6:20 to go in the third. Hamilton leads 38-37. Knights with the basketball tipped, but they'll hold on to it with Gerilou. Left side now for Skinner. Skinner looking for options. It's tipped again, but goes to LaFrance, who's been the hot hand here to start the second half. Now goes back to Simpson. Tries to pass down low for Gerilou. No good. Gets his second chance opportunity. Missed it again. Out of bounds. Going to go back to SK. 2 point blank opportunities there for Sammy Gerilou, and he couldn't finish it. Coach saying, use the backboard, young man. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's 38-37. Hamilton with a 1 point lead over South Courtright. Live from Richfield Springs this afternoon. Some Saturday hoops for you on CDO. Pass down low here for Furman. Takes it off the glass and gets it to go. Logan Furman with the basket, and he's got 4 points. He's had some opportunities down low. Good to see him finish there. It's 39-38 with 5.5 to go in the third. South Courtright leading by a point. Hamilton with the basketball. Gerilou on the far side. Gerilou now for Skinner. Left side as Hamilton goes left to right. They'll pass to the interior. Pull-up jumper there. Too strong. Rebound Furman. And an outlet pass to Carino. At midcourt, splits two defenders. Little Euro step and off the glass and good. What a pretty move there for Connor Carino. In traffic, finishes with the left hand. Makes it 41-38 for SK with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Wow, what a move. SK appears to be awake now after the halftime break. Hamilton just came out swinging. The Knights trailing by three. They go to the top of the key here for Simpson. Simpson comes off of a screen. Leaves one for LaFrance for three. Got it. From way downtown, Zach LaFrance this team on his back. He's got 14 points now. We're tied at 41 apiece. 4.5 to go in the third. Carino with the basketball, and he double dribbles. And the Hamilton fans saw it, and so did the referee. They made sure he knew it. 4.5 to go here in the third. Tied at 41. And Hamilton will get it back. Just like in the first half, a game of runs back and forth. Hamilton with the basketball. Idzi is back in the ball game now. We'll leave it for Jacob Wright. Right on the left side as Hamilton goes left to right. And they go to LaFrance. LaFrance has Champlin, who is arguably SK's best defender on it. Far side for the Knights. They try to dish one down low. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound for SK. Carino, 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Wants to dish it, no. Takes it himself, missed it. Anderson the rebound. His second chance won't go. And a rebound this time for Hamilton. In transition for the Knights. Pass down low for Jarolu, and he got it. He used the glass that time, and it worked. Puts it in, and we have a broken tie here, but Carino back the other way, puts it up and in. Carino's got 18. We're tied right back up at 43. I was going to say that Hamilton broke the tie to take the lead, but again, tied at 43 in a fast-moving third quarter. With 3:35 to go, Champlin is going to be whistled for a foul. Aggressive defense at the top of the key. Tied at 43 apiece. With 3:38 to go in the third. You know, a big part of this game might come down to who's in better shape. Who's got more gas in the tank here? If we continue to play this way. Hamilton taking it right to the rim with Simpson. He's got 10. Good strong finish there by Simpson. SK back the other way. Here is Anderson with a shot off the glass. No good. Hudson Itzy rips down a rebound for Hamilton. LaFrance in transition. Dishes one down low. And for Jarolu, and he scores. Jarolu now with 12. And it's a four-point lead for Hamilton, 47-43, with 3:10 to go in the third. Furman wants to take it to the interior. Dishing one off. Anderson, right side corner for three, buries it. Anderson with another huge shot, and he's got 13. With 2:55 to go here in this third quarter. Hamilton back the other way, and a steal by South Courtright. Here is Dionich. Wants to take it to the rim himself. Missed it. Champlin back outside for Carino. He dials up a three, and it's no good. Hamilton a rebound, but they dribble it out of bounds, and it goes back to SK. Finally get a chance to give you a score update here. With 2:40 to go in the third quarter, Hamilton leads by a point, 47-46. Boy, that three for Anderson was huge for South Courtright to keep them where they need to be. Really, nobody's gotten more than a four-point lead. As here's Carino at midcourt, lost it out of bounds, going to stay with SK. Scrappy hands there by LaFrance as well as Jacob Wright as they tried to double-team him quickly. 2.5 to go in the third. Here is Carino on the left side. Carino, nice pass down low, finds Furman, tries to take it up and muffles it up and in. Furman with 6 points, and they needed that one, and South Courtright leads 48-47 with 2:20 to go in the third. Hamilton with the ball. Here's Itzy into the paint. Dishes one out. Three ball left side is off the mark, and a rebound for Carino. Courtright's looking to run. Here's Carino in transition. The spin move, and it's good for Carino. He's got 20. What a shot in transition for Carino, and SK back with a three-point lead. 50-47 with 2 minutes to go in the third. Here's Itzy into the corner. LaFrance for a three. Got it. LaFrance from downtown carries the three, and we're tied at 50 apiece. With 1:51 to go in the third, back and forth, we'll take a break and be right back on WCDO. What a game.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, we've said it before, we'll say it again. This game is living up to the hype here, folks. 50-50 is the score. South Courtright boys and Hamilton boys out of Section 3. Both teams are ranked in the top 10 in the state in this week's New York State Class D Sports Writers poll. With a minute 50 to go in the third quarter, again, we're tied at 50 apiece. Live in Richfield Springs, this game being played on a neutral court here this afternoon. Here is South Courtright with the ball, and we're going to have a foul on Hamilton as they were going for a steal on that far side right in front of the Courtright bench. And SK is in the white uniforms with the royal blue trim, Hamilton in the green with the white and gray. And this game really has not gone more than 4 points in either side. Sometimes Hamilton's had the four-point lead, sometimes SK's had it, and it's been great. This third quarter has just been haymaker after haymaker. And here's Carino on the right side, couldn't save it. It's going to go to Hamilton. And so Hamilton's going to get it back here with a minute 35 to go in the third. Carino tried to save that ball. I think for a minute the referees didn't realize it was out of bounds. That was a little bit of a delay there. Hamilton says, I'll take it. Thomas Simpson right to the bucket in transition. Gets it to go. And now another steal by Hamilton. They lead 52-50. Here's LaFrance, who's had the hot hands. Tries to go to the interior. Knocked out of bounds by Dengler. Minute 17 to go in the third. Hamilton 52, SK 50. Let's see if they maybe try to do that alley-oop inbounds play here. SK reading it well. Hamilton gets it in. They go to LaFrance in the corner, who's got 17. Now they go to Idzy on the interior. Turnaround shot for him is good. He's a handful, and he gets it to go. And here's Hamilton with a four-point lead, 54-50, late in the third with a minute to go. Carino to the right side. Floats one back to Anderson. Wants a three from way downtown. Too short. Rebound here for Jarolu. Boy, that would have been good for SK. In transition, Hamilton a bucket. They get it to go there with Reese Snyder. Timeout taken by SK. Hamilton has the biggest lead of the game at 56-50 with 49 seconds to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everybody. 49 seconds to go. Third quarter live in Richfield Springs. Hamilton with their biggest lead of the game over the South Courtright boys, 56-50. It's been pretty much a four-point game the whole way. Both sides have had the lead at different points. Two teams ranked in the top 10 in the state here in Class D. Here's Carino for three, no good, rebound, tipped, and it's going to go to Hamilton with 33 seconds to go here in the third. SK's had two good looks on the last two possessions, but could not get it to fall, and a big chance here for Hamilton. Here is Simpson across midcourt, here for the Emerald Knights. Goes to Jarolu, who's been playing with those three fouls, but he's been excellent. Goes back to Simpson at the top of the key, 20 seconds to go in the third. Simpson comes off a screen. Passes far side, three ball for Hamilton. Here is too strong, rebound for Jarolu. Rips it down. Back to Simpson, his shot no good. And another opportunity for Jarolu, he puts it in. Jarolu with 14. 2 seconds left, and SK is not going to be able to get a shot off. And with three quarters in the books, it is Hamilton 58 and SK 50. The Rams got some work to do to dig out of this hole in the fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Biggest lead of the game for the Hamilton boys over South Courtright, 58-50. As we start the fourth quarter here in Richfield Springs, as I said earlier, what team is in better shape? That might be what it comes down to here. SK is digging them, has dug themselves one of the biggest holes of the game. Can they dig themselves back out of it? They will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. They're going to need some of these sharpshooters, Anderson and Carino, to maybe start hitting from deep, much like they have for a lot of today's game. Appreciate you joining us here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. SK with the ball stolen away by Hamilton. And in transition, a kiss off the glass is good. 10-point lead now for Hamilton. Simpson with a layup in transition makes it 60-50. They go to Anderson on the interior. It's blocked. And Hamilton will get it back. Hamilton in transition. Simpson cross midcourt. At the foul line. Wants to dish it off. It's taken away by Furman. Into the hands of Dengler. Far side now for Carino. Carino here for Dianich. Back to Furman. And we're going to have a foul on Hamilton. I think the most important thing to remember here, if you're SK, yes, you're down 10 right now. But you just got to remember, there's still 7 minutes left in this ballgame. You're one run away from cutting this right back into a very manageable situation. SK with the basketball. They go to Furman down low. Kicks one back out. Dianich for three. Too strong. Rebound. Furman. What a rebound. Was able to track it down. Goes to Anderson. Underneath for two. Rattled in and out. SK can't buy a bucket at the moment. Had two or three really good looks on that possession. Hamilton with the basketball going left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. And here is Simpson, had his pocket picked by Carino. Carino in transition, wants to take it down low, and is fouled on the floor with 6:47 to go here in the fourth. Hamilton leads 60-50. In case you're just tuning in, two state-ranked top 10 teams in Class D doing battle here today on the neutral court. We're glad to bring it to you. It's been a very, very close game. South Courtright was up by four at half, 37-33. But they find themselves down by 10 here after a late run. Going to go back to Hamilton. A late run in the third quarter has given Hamilton the lead. And they're going to say that SK is going to hold on to possession here. Hamilton fans wanted it back. Every possession counts now here for the Rams. They'll look to get it in, and they do, to Dianich. Dianich at midcourt lost it, stolen by Hamilton. They're going to look to take it in. It was blocked. Good hustle back there by Dianich. And here's Connor Carino in transition. Carino feeding it to Champlin. Inside for Dengler. He couldn't get it to go. Back out for Carino. His jumper is good. Carino now with 22. And it's 60-52. South Courtright trailing Hamilton with 6:20 to go. Rams looking to get on a little run. Hamilton trying to answer. Make sure they protect this lead. Far side here for the Knights. They go down low for Jarilu. His shot is good. Muscled it up and in for Jarilu. He's got 16. Timeout taken by Hamilton. With 6:10 to go in the fourth, it's Hamilton 62, SK 52. We'll be right back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team. You have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, SK with the basketball, trailing 62-52 with 6:05 to go in the fourth quarter here in Richfield Springs. They are trailing Hamilton. This is a non-league game between Section 3 and Section 4, played on a neutral court. SK throws it to the interior. They lost control of it, but Furman, though hustling, steals it back. Finds Carino. Passes down low for Dionich. His shot won't go. And a rebound here, pinballing around, picked up by Hamilton. They're looking to throw one down the floor here. LaFrance is fouled on the floor. With 5:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Boy, great hustle by both sides. Up and down the floor, diving on the floor, everything that you love to see. Foul's going to be on Champlin, his fourth, and the team's third. Anderson's going to come in. Dionich is going to go to the bench. Champlin's going to have to be careful playing with those four fouls. Hamilton will work it in to Zach LaFrance, who's been really good here in the second half. They try to pass to the interior, and it was knocked away by Carino. Carino in transition. Splits two defenders. A floater in the lane for Carino. Won't go down. Boy, they haven't been able to buy a bucket here. Hamilton back down the floor with Idzi. His shot is partially blocked. Somehow Jerilu gets it back and scores, and he's fouled. Jerilu now with 18, and he's going to go to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And we've seen a lot of that this afternoon for SK. They'll have a chance at a rebound, and it will tip off of somebody's hands or an elbow. And Hamilton's been right there every time to scoop it up. And so this will be Jerilu to the line. And he drills the foul shot. He's got 19. And Hamilton leads 65-52 with 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Champlin to the far side. And SK finds themselves in the biggest hole of the afternoon now. There's Furman. Skips it across the top of the defense. They go to Dengler. It was knocked away. And Hamilton with another steal. Boy, they've been scrappy. They look to walk it up the floor here with Simpson. Simpson to the left side, gets into the paint, little up and under, can't get it to go. Rebound for Anderson. Here for Champlin. Ahead now for Carino. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. Carino with the left-handed layup. He's got 24. It's 65-54 with 4:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Idzi. Wants to take it to the rim, and it's going to be a foul on SK. Is this going to be on Champlin? It could be his fourth. Yes, it's going to be on Champlin. And Champlin's going to head to the bench here, fouling out, it looks like. With 4:37 to go. Or did they call it on Anderson? I'm not sure. No, it's going to be on Champlin. So his fifth. And Troy Dionich is going to come back in for SK. Team foul situation, SK with 5 and Hamilton with 4. Tough break there for the Rams. Going to send Hudson Idzi to the line as Hamilton leads 65-54. And so Idzi will step in, and his first shot at the line is good. This Hamilton team, the real deal. Ranked 6th in the state this week. SK ranked 3rd. Second shot is off the mark and no good for Idzi. Dengler with a rebound. Outlet pass for Anderson. Anderson in the backcourt will find Carino. Carino now to Anderson. Back to Carino. They'll feed one into the corner. Down low now for Dengler. And he tried to pass one extra time there, and it was taken away by Hamilton. Probably should have just shot it. Hamilton in transition. They'll get the bucket to go and the foul. Count it. And heading to the line will be Thomas Simpson. He's got 16. And Simpson will head to the line here, and Dengler whistled for that foul, trying to hustle defense. 4:16 to go here in the third, and Hamilton has opened up a 68-54 lead. And the shot at the line is good there for Simpson. He's got 17. And here's Carino in the backcourt. Carino comes off of a screen, gets it back, passes down low looking for Furman. We're going to have a foul here on Hamilton with 4:07 to go here in the fourth. I think if you're SK right now, your goal's got to be to cut this back to 10 and then go from there. If you can cut it back to 10, that's a very something that's manageable, you know what I mean? So SK looking to get it to the interior for Furman. Passes one back out for Anderson. He lost control of it, and a steal here for LaFrance. LaFrance in transition, and he scores. LaFrance has got 19, Timeout taken, and Hamilton's got all the mojo right now with 3:56 to go in the fourth. It's Hamilton 71 and SK 54. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:56 to go here in the fourth. Welcome back. South Courtray trailing 71-54. Against Hamilton, two state-ranked teams in the top ten. Here's Anderson with a jumper. That won't go down. And the lid has been on the rim in the second half, well, especially here in the fourth quarter for the Rams. This was a four-point game for a lot of this ball game. In fact, South Courtright led by four at the half. But it has been a strong fourth quarter and a late third quarter by Hamilton. And a move inside. Shot here is no good for Simpson. We're going to have a foul on Hamilton coming back up the floor as SK had the basketball. See who this is on with 3:30 left here in the fourth. Foul is going to be on Skinner, his third, team sixth. Both teams with six fouls apiece. Yeah, both teams with six fouls apiece. And so they're going to inbound this ball back deep here in the Hamilton end with 3:30 to go. SK looking to get it in, and they do to Carino. Carino at midcourt, zips one to the far side for Anderson for three. It's short. And Hamilton will gather up the rebound and walk it up the floor. They are in full control right now. Looks like it is Section 3's day here today. Itzy with the basketball. Wants to take it to the rim and scores. Hudson Itzy now with 13. And they have four players in double figures for the Hamilton Emerald Knights. Ball knocked out of bounds, and the defense has been relentless. With 3 minutes to go here in the fourth, SK trailing 73-54. So the Rams will look to get it in. They go to Anderson. Back to Dianich in the corner for three. No good. Itzy with the rebound. Outlet pass. And a breakaway layup here for Hamilton. For Jacob Wright. And he's got 5 points. Carino comes back down. Fires up a three. It won't go. Dengler works one back here to Furman. Wants to take it to the interior. Tries to dish one off. We'll have a foul on Hamilton with 2:40 to go. And Hamilton leading 75-54. A really tight game between these two squads here today, but Hamilton too much in terrific shape. They can run the floor. They got the size. They can shoot. They are the real deal. As Furman will step in and will get the first foul shot to go. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Just a disclaimer, what I normally do in these situations is I will give all three awards to the team that we cover normally, because we do give out trophies to them at the end of the season as Furman goes 2-for-2 at the line. He's got 8 points, so just a little disclaimer there. I'm not trying to go against any Hamilton fans or anything. 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 75-56. We'll make sure we give the Knights their due, as they have been fantastic here today. They're looking for Jarolu down low in the paint. Wants to work it back out. Hamilton up near midcourt. To the left side. Carino looking for a steal. Can't get it. And now a timeout is taken by Hamilton. With 2:18 to go here in the fourth quarter, they'll take a timeout. With 12 left on that shot clock. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. Hamilton 75, SK 56 here on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year?
The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:18 to go here in the fourth quarter, 75-56 our score. Hamilton on top of the South Courtright boys. Again, this was a game that it has been very, very close all the way through pretty much the end of the third quarter. It was right then. Hamilton made a little run. They ballooned it up to 6, 8, and then 10 points, and then they've just hit the gas from there. They have been tremendous here today. Hamilton leading at 75-56 with 2:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. This has been a very fun game to watch. Two teams that we could very well see playing each other down the stretch if they both can get into the state tournament. And so Hamilton will look to inbound the basketball here underneath their own hoop. They go to Jerilu, and he gets tied up, is able to muscle it up, and a rebound for Logan Furman. Furman in transition, goes to Anderson, now back to Furman as we come up on 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Here's Connor Carino for three from the right side. No good. Furman with a rebound. Shovels one over for Anderson off his hands and out of bounds. And that's the second half that is kind of pinned for SK. Anderson catches that ball. He's got a wide open layup, and it just hits off his hands, rolls out of bounds. I mean, there's not a whole lot you can do about that. Hamilton in transition. Here's Jerilu, and he scores. And he's got 21, and that's the kind of afternoon and second half it's been for Hamilton. They have been cool and crisp. Great execution here by the Emerald Knights in the second half. They lead 77-56. Carino to the right side finds Furman down low. Kiss off the glass is good for Logan Furman with 10 points. And 90 seconds to go now. Hamilton on their way to a win. They go to Jerilu down low, and a slam dunk for Jerilu, and he's got 23. His second dunk of the game, and he elevates quickly, and it's 79-58. And here is Carino in transition. Shot won't go. Hudson Itzy. I think the Hamilton size advantage. They have a slight size advantage. Here's a foul at midcourt on Anderson. Has definitely helped. I think they're in tremendous shape. And they do have a little bit of a size advantage here on SK, I would say. And I think that has helped at times. Some subs coming in now. Jerilu's going to head to the bench here for Hamilton. Tremendous game with a team by 23 points. And this will be Hudson Itzy heading to the line here. The junior has had a great afternoon off the bench, and his first shot is no good. Logan Furman with a rebound, chases it down, goes to Carino in the corner, now to Dionich with a minute to go, finds Anderson, pump fakes, goes back to Dionich. They'll look to work it around. They go to the far side now for Connor Carino, steps back for three, can't get it to go, rebound for Itzy. Stolen right back, though, by Anderson. He puts it up and in. Anderson now with 15. Makes it 79-60 with 45 seconds left. What a fourth quarter here by Hamilton. Taking control against the South Courtright Rams. Great experience for both of these teams. As here is Hamilton. The right low block. Now they'll kick it back out. 15 on the shot clock. 28 on the game clock. They'll look to chase it down. Tapped out of bounds by Dengler. It'll stay with Hamilton. With 24 seconds left, the Hamilton fans starting to rise to their feet a little bit here, cheering for the Emerald Knights. They'll get a big win here this afternoon. A three ball from straightaway won't go. Hudson Itzy rips down the rebound and will pull it out with 15 seconds left. And they're just going to kill off the time here. 79-60, Hamilton defeating South Courtright here. These two teams, we might see each other down the road once again. Very good game here today between Hamilton and South Courtright. State ranked Class D teams. Both teams shaking hands. You love to see it. Great game between these two. Good experience for both sides. Post-game show coming up. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, We strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the gym here at Richfield Springs, and a big shout out to them and Athletic Director Terry Havens for hosting this game here today. Neutral court, very nice for Richfield Springs to do that, and a big thank you to them for letting us come in and broadcast today. I know they had limited tickets for this game, had a really nice crowd. Again, our final score here today, the South Courtright boys falling to Hamilton 79-60. This was a four-point game at halftime. South Courtright led 37-33. Both these teams state-ranked in the top 10 in this week's sports writers poll and could very well see each other again down the road. Scoring summary first for Hamilton. They had four players in double figures. They were tremendous today. Sammy Giarlou with 23 points. 19 for Zach LaFrance. He was a real spark plug in the second half. I thought he was tremendous. Thomas Simpson with 17. Hudson Idzey with 13 off the bench. 5 for Jacob Wright and 2 for Reese Snyder. So a nice balance today for Hamilton. On the other side for SK, I have Connor Carino with 24 points. That's a game high. 15 for Josh Anderson. 10 for Logan Ferment. 4 for Darren Dengler. 3 for Adam Champlin and 2 for Troy Dianich. So that is our scoring summary today for both of these teams. As I said, we do give out three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. If you're a Hamilton listener, let me explain. Normally we give two awards to the winning team and one to the losing team, but since we do not see Hamilton on a regular basis, I'm going to give all three awards to South Courtright today. We give out trophies at the end of the season, and just since I'm not familiar with Hamilton, I'm going to give all three awards to SK today. That's just how we do it. No slight against Hamilton. I thought they were absolutely tremendous here today. So let's give out the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today. NBT Bank has been supporting local high school sports on WCDL for many years. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'm going to go with Connor Carino today, 24 points. He was tremendous. Really filled it up whenever SK needed a bucket. He's an easy choice for today's NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito with Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with Logan Ferment today, 10 points. Thought he was great on the glass, great on the interior, played good defense against those big guys in there. So we will give Logan our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I'm going to go with Josh Anderson here today from SK. 15 points, hit some big-time three-pointers, did a little bit of everything. He is just a very strong player, and he's kind of a nice 1-2 complement along there with Connor Carino, two very good guards that I think most Class D teams would love to have. So we're going to go with Josh Anderson for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. That's going to wrap up today's broadcast. So glad we could be here for this one today between South Courtright from Section 4 and Hamilton from Section 3. And, you know, knock on wood, fingers crossed, I hope we get to see it again in a couple of weeks. That's the thing. It's not like we have to wait a long time. The league championships and sectionals are right around the corner. We would potentially be seeing these teams maybe playing each other again in about a month. And I'm not sure if it would be in Section 3 or Section 4 this year. It would be somewhere on a neutral court, but it would certainly be a lot of fun to see these two teams match up once again, see the chess pieces and how everything matches up once again, the different changes that they might make. I would absolutely love to see that matchup once again. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney, New York, Main Street studios, and it's his birthday today. So a happy birthday to Jim, as he does a lot of hard work here at WCDO Sports, so we really appreciate everything that he does for us. So to all the fans out there, thanks for tuning in today. For you Hamilton fans, really appreciate you listening on WCDOsports.com. That is sponsored by Sydney Federal Credit Union. I'm Nate Lowell. Make sure to check out the website for our schedule for next week. We've got league playoffs coming up, so there's going to be a lot going on, so make sure to check back there. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you soon here on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.